with my colleagues, Rabbi Bednar, Rabbi Mann, Rabbonim, dear Talmidim, friends. I would like to dedicate this drasha to the memory of Moreno Verabeno, Harav Aaron Lichtenstein, Harini Kaparat Mishkavo, who was a master at this genre, and from whom we have all learned very, very much, both from his words and from his personal example. The Me'iri, in his Perush on Shas, is well known for referring to earlier Rishonim by names, by titles that he created, rather than by their personal names. The Rif, the Me'iri called the Gedolei HaPoskim. Rashi is Gedolei HaRabbanim. The Rambam, in the terminology of the Me'iri, is Gedolei HaMechabrim. Normally, that's translated as the master author. But I heard that this phrase, Gedolei HaMechabrim, reflects not only on the significance of the works of the Rambam, not only those works on whom he was the author, the Mechaber, but also relates to the inner structure of his works. The Rambam was a master in linking areas of Jewish law, of Jewish thought, that have chiburim, that have connections, one to the other. He is the Gedol HaMechabrim, the great creator of sets, the great creator of categories, that then meld together into a seamless whole. In this respect, I think that we have the right to question his placement of Hilchos Tshuva in the first volume of his 14-volume Mishneh Torah, of his 14-volume Yad HaChazakah, in Sefer Mada. The concept of tshuva is mentioned in almost all of the Sfarim of the Yad HaChazakah, 159 times altogether. Sometimes the context is the removal of the Chalot Shem of Rasha, the removal of the status of being a Rasha from the individual, like in Hilchot Eidut, that an Eid who had done an Aveira is Pasul, he is an invalid witness, until he is Chozer B'Tshuva, Ad Shiachzeru Midarkam Hara, and then he returns to be a valid witness. Or in Hilchot Ishut, the famous Gemara that the Rambam quotes, where a person is Mekadesh and Isha, he gets married, I'll deny that he's a tzaddik, when in reality he's a Rasha Gamur. And the Gemara and the Rambam are posek, Harezo Mekudeshet Misafek. She is a Safek Eshet Ish. Shema Hirher, maybe he changed his status with a thought of tshuva. We'll return to that in Yirtzeh Hashem later. But most of the time, the context of tshuva is as a mechaper, as an atonement, as a source of slicha, of forgiveness. Like in Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam speaks about the Navi, who was Menabei Pur Anut, who prophesied a disaster in a certain community, and nothing happened. So the Rambam says one should not view this as a hakhasha, as a breaking of the reality of his ability to be a Navi, but rather, perhaps they did tshuva, perhaps that community did tshuva, just as the people of Nineveh did tshuva in the time of Yonah. That the tshuva would bring about a degree of forgiveness. Or the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchot Ta'anit, Midarkei HaTshuva, that when a calamity affects a community, Yizaku, they cry out in tshuva, and then hopefully they hope that the calamity will be avoided, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to their prayers. But the main discussions of Hilchot Tshuva, of course, as we understand, are in the Ten Prakim at the end of Sefer Mada. And the Rambam, and here you have the page of Maror Makomot, in the first Maror Makom, gives us the category or categories that those that he put into this first volume, the volume he calls Sefer Hamada. And at the end, the Rambam introduces his Mishneh Torah with a list of all 613 mitzvot and says, now I'm going to break them down into 14 categories. Each of those categories is going to be a Sefer. All of those mitzvot dealing with Moadim, I'm going to put in Sefer Zmanim. I'm going to put in Sefer Ahava, all of those mitzvot that are day-to-day in terms of Hilchot Tefillah, Hilchot Kriyat Shema, Hilchot Brachot. And in Sefer Mada, HaSefer HaRishon, Echlobo Kol HaMitzvot, Shehen Ikar Dat Moshe Rabbeinu. That which we would view as the core of being a Jew. V'tzarech Adam Leida Otam Tchilat Hakol. That these are things that you can't start any discussion of what does it mean to be a Jew without these axioms. Kagon Yichud Shemo Baruch Hu, the fact that God is a whole, that there is a concept of Yichud Hashem, Iser Avodah Zarah, and this book I called Sefer Mada. And then the Rambam in number 2, when he begins Sefer Mada, he points out Hilchotav Chamesh. I'm including 5 categories into Sefer Mada: Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, Hilchot Deot, Hilchot Talmud Torah, Hilchot Avodah Zarah, v'Hilchot Tshuva. And the Rambam then goes to describe which mitzvos he puts into all of those various volumes. So in terms of this introduction, that we're dealing over here with Ikarei Dat Moshe, that these are essential to what it means to be a Jew, clearly the first 4 categories fit in like a glove. That to speak about Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, just look at the mitzvos, Leida Sheyesham Eloka, Yisod HaYisodot V'Amud HaChochmot Leida Shehu Yesh Eloka, that He is one, that we should love God, that we should be in awe of God, that we should sanctify God's name, Kiddush Hashem. These are Ikarim. Moving over to Hilchot Deot, so this description certainly fits very, very beautifully. We deal with creating the character, creating the personality of a Jew with such principles and mitzvos as Lehidamot B'drachav, Imitat Yodei, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of His actions. Lehidabek B'yodav, to cleave to those individuals who are godly. Lehov Et Harayim, to love another fellow Jew, to love a convert, etc. Moving over to Hilchot Talmud Torah, where you have 2 mitzvos, to learn and to honor those who teach Torah. This is what our life is full of. Vagitavo yomam v'layla, kihem chayenu v'orech yamenu. Again, we're dealing with Ikarei Hadat. And it certainly fits Isur Avodah Zarah. Of the 10 Aseret HaDibrot, of the 10 Dibrot, the first 2 were given to us directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi. That's Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. Lo yeh lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. That's Hilchot Avodah Zarah. We're dealing with an Ikar of Yehadut, that we have an exclusive connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are Ikarei Dat Moshe. This is really a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of what it means to be a Jew, and it's very fascinating that it's all parallel to a Pasuk in which we have the core of Yehadut. If you look in source number 3, V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha she'el mi'imach. What does it mean to be a Jew? Ki im yira et Hashem Elokecha. Yira, that's Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. L'oleches b'chol derachav, that's Hilchot Deot. L'ahava also, return to Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. L'avod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol revavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. No, that's Hilchot Isur Avodah Zarah, to give our totality, to give our exclusiveness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lishmor mitzvot Hashem v'yet chukotav asher anochi mitzavacha hayom letovrach. That's symbolized by Hilchot Talmud Torah, that without ein am haaretz chasid, that without a person who learns almanat la'asot, maspikim lebiyado, lomod la'amed v'la'asot. So we have over here all of Hilchot Sefer Mada, everything fits in beautifully. But the question is, what is Hilchot Tshuva doing here? Tshuva, as you see in source number 4, is a bidiavad. It's a reaction to a mistake. Kol mitzvot sheba Torah bein asei ben lo tase im avar adam alachat mehem. If someone was over an avera, be it b'mezid, be it b'shogeg, that's when Tshuva enters into the picture. This is not the starting point of being a Jew. This is when he trips up. But why would this be specifically in the world of Sefer Hamada? Certainly it's an important concept, but it's unclear, and it's a tremendous discussion among the later poskim, whether tshuva at all is a mitzvah. The Rambam says he put it over here, mitzvot, shehein ikar dat Moshe. Tshuva may be a mitzvah, it may be an amorphous Ritzon Hashem. We have a bracha in Shmona Esrei. Baruch Ato Hashem, harotze b'teshuvah. We have no other bracha with such a formulation. That it could be that this is simply Ritzon Hashem, that we'll correct ourselves. And even if it is a mitzvah, but there are a lot of important mitzvahs. Shmira Shabbos isn't an important mitzvah. Mila isn't an important mitzvah. Building the Beis HaMikdash isn't an important mitzvah. And just to understand, it's not as though the Rambam had no alternatives. Rambam had so many alternatives. He could have put Hilchot Tshuva in Sefer Zmanim, like the Tur, like the Shulchan Aruch. Where do you find Hilchot Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch? In Hilchot Yom Kippur. When you get to Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, that's where the Shulchan Aruch talks about the dinim of Tshuva. The Rambam also has a Sefer Zmanim. He could have put it into Hilchot Yom Kippurim, or he could have put it into Sefer Avodah, where it deals with the Kohen Gadol and the Beit HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol also said vidui. Maybe he could have brought Hilchot Tshuva in that context. Or he could have brought it even in Sefer Kedusha, where he brings in Hilchot Geirut. There is a very, very well-known statement of the Esh Kodesh, of the Piyadziner, Hashem Yikom Damo, that when he turned to the age of 40, he did not live much beyond the age of 40, but when he became 40, he wanted to take a birthday resolution. And he said, what resolution can I take upon myself? To learn more, I've maxed out. I'm learning the maximum that I could learn. To, in some way, subdue some impure desire, Baruch Hashem, I don't feel subjugated to any impure desires. But what's missing by me is to be a complete Jew. I want to be a ger. I want to convert, namely to view tshuva, to view taking oneself one more stage as a form of gerus. The Rambam could have put Chot tshuva in Sefer Kedusha with Hilchot Gerut, or the Rambam could have put it in Sefer Hafla'a, where he talks about the power of speech, of making a shvua, of making a neder. A vidui isn't a powerful statement. With a vidui, I can turn around my entire life. I can turn from a rasha into a tzaddik with words. That clearly could fit into Sefer Hafla'a, or the Rambam could have put it even into Sefer Shoftim, where we have Hilchot Sanhedrin and Hilchot Edut. What am I talking about? Well, in Sefer Mishpatim, we have Sefer Shoftim. In Sefer Shoftim, we have Hilchot Avel. What in the world is Hilchot Avel doing in Sefer Shoftim? So the Rambam explains that Sefer Shoftim deals with courts, and courts give capital punishment, and Haruge Bezdin, those individuals who are guilty of capital punishment, we do not mourn them, and they are buried immediately. So Ram said, when I deal with these Haruge Bezdin, I'll bring all of Hilchot Avil, I'll deal all the laws of mourning, I'm going to link it to those Haruge Bezdin. Well, those Haruge Bezdin also say Vidui. They are also Chozer B'tshuva. So the Rambam really could have put Hilchot Tshuva almost in any one of his Sfarim with a logical argument. Why did he put it into Sefer Mada? There is a living Gadol, a contemporary Gadol, he should continue to live in view, Nachum Rabinovitz, Rav Nachum Rabinovitz, who dealt with this question in his Perush, his excellent Perush on the Mishneh Torah, Yad Pshuta, in which he posits the following. He says that when the Rambam speaks about mitzvot shein ikar dat Moshe Rabbeinu, he's really referring to the Ikarei Emunah. The Rambam, we know, has 13 principles of faith. And those 13 principles, felt Rav Rabinovitch, the Rambam meant to put into Sefer Hamada. But in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, we only have 9 of them. There are 4 that are missing. Those are found in Hilchot Tshuva. In Hilchot Tshuva, we have the belief in Sachar Va'onesh, in reward and punishment. We have the belief in Hashkacha Pratit, in divine providence. We have the belief in Tchiyat HaMetim, and we have the belief in Olam Haba, and we have the belief in Yemot HaMashiach. Those 4 are missing from Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah. So says Rav Rabinovitch, that's why the Rambam brought in Hilchot Tshuva. Not because of Tshuva per se, but because within Hilchot Tshuva he brings in these 4 principles, so he had to bring it in Sefer Madat to complete the 13 Ikarim. It could be. Not saying no, but one has to understand that these principles, mitzvot, The one that the Rambam brings in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah, to believe in God, to believe that God is one, to in other words, we have nine principles that are really mitzvot. These four, there's not a mitzvah to believe in Mashiach, there's not a mitzvah to believe in Olam Haba. It's a principle. But the Rambam says he's putting in Sefer Mada HaMitzvot Shehen Ikar Dat Moshe. That's A. B, the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva brings these four principles not integrated into Hilchot Tshuva. They're four separate prakim. Perek Hey and Vav and Chet and Tet deal with these four principles. The Rambam could have put Hilchot Tshuva wherever he wanted and put these principles in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah. There's nothing that links Tshuva necessarily to these principles. Tshuva is predicated on a principle. We discussed this last year. Tshuva's dedic is predicated on the 14th principle that the Rambam doesn't count within the 13th. There's a principle called Bechira Chafshit, that we have free will. And that's source number 5. Ho'il u'reshut kol adam netuna lo, that the Rambam begins the 7th parak of Hilchot Tshuva. Since we have Bechira Chafshit, yishtadel adam lasot tshuva. Okay, but that's a totally different world. There is one principle of God's faith in man, that we have Bechira Chafshit. There are 13 principles of man's faith in God. That the Rambam happens to divide 9 and 4, but he could have put all 13 into Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah. So the question still remains as to exactly why the Rambam puts Hilchot Tshuva in Sefer Mada, and that's what I would like to discuss with you now. And I think the difficulty lies in our misunderstanding of the core of Tshuva. And if we, Emir Tzashem, will understand the core of Tshuva within the Rambam, in the proper context, then we'll see the Rambam is really Gedolei HaMechabrim. He really, really put everything exactly where it should be, that Hilchot Tshuva belongs in Sefer Mada, not just in Sefer Mada, but as the apex of Sefer Mada, as the conclusion of Sefer Mada, Kol Holech Achar HaChatima. But let's look at, really, at the Rambam's formulation of Tshuva. Where does the Rambam talk about Tshuva? In Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, that's after discussing all sorts of dinim that surround Tshuva, he gets to the jugular, Mahi HaTshuva, what is Tshuva? I want to formulate what exactly are the components of Tshuva. And so you have in source number 6, Umahi HaTshuva, who? Sheya'azov hachotei chetov yasiro mimachshavto. The first component of Tshuva is azivat hat. V'yigmor b'libo shelo ya'asehu od. And the second component is the kabbalah lahaba. Person takes upon himself not to return to this state. Ne'emar, yazov, rasha, darko, v'chule. V'chein, there's also a third component of Tshuva, yitnachem al ha'avar, what we call charata, that a person will regret that which he had done. Ne'emar, ki acharei shuvi nichamti. Now, if you'll just bear with me, let's just skip one line, and then go to the bottom line. V'tzorach l'hitvadot b'sfatav v'lomar inyanot elu shegamar b'libo. These three elements that we just mentioned, namely azivat achet, stopping, not continuing for the future, kabbalah l'haba, and regretting the past, have to be verbalized. That's what we call a vidui. Once they are verbalized, that's the ma'isa mitzvah, then the person has done tshuva, except we skipped the line, that there is a fourth component as well. What is that fourth component? V'ya'id alav yodea ta'arumot, that God will be able to be a witness, shelo yashuv lazeh ha'chet le'olam, that this chet will not return to this individual, that this person took upon himself such a strong kabbalah, such a strong acceptance for the future, that God is his witness that he's not going to return to this avera. Sheneemar, nomar od Eloheinu l'ma'aseh yadeinu. That in the Haftorah that we read on Shabbos Shuva, we saw that Klal Yisrael took upon themselves that they're no longer going to view their idols as God. They're no longer going to view Ma'aseh Yadenu, that which they created, those idols, they're no longer going to view them as being God. This raises two very, very powerful questions. The first is, who can do tshuva? Does any one of us really have such a total commitment that we can say, that God can say about us, that we're never, never going to return. Let's say someone accidentally was Mechalel Shabbos. By Shogeg, he made a mistake, and he was Mechalel Shabbos, and he does tshuva. Can that person be certain that never in his life is he ever going to make a mistake? Is that something that a human being is capable of? We're human. We're not Malachi Hasharet. That God can be my witness, I'm never, never again going to turn on a light by accident. I'm never going to carry something accidentally. I'm never going to walk out of the house without checking my pockets. Ad kedei kach. So who can possibly do tshuva? That question was asked by a student of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Salanter had a very special student named Rabbi Yitzhak Blazer. He was known as Rabbi Itzela Petterberger. He lived in St. Petersburg. And he put out a volume called Koch Ve'or. And in the second part of that volume, he asked this question. Is it really possible that a person can take such a commitment not to make a mistake? And so as being a student of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he says, yes, it is possible. If someone will take a Mesilas Yesharim seriously and begin to read from page one, and he's going to climb a ladder, and he's going to climb from Zehirut to Zrizut, and from Zrizut he's going to climb to Nikiyut, and from Nikiyut he's going to climb to Tahara, and from Tahara to Chasidut, and from Chasidut to Anava, the next stage of the ladder is Yirat Chet. When he reaches that stage, he won't make mistakes. And so a person can reach it. Okay, that's not, in other words, that's true. But one has to realize that one's in the stratosphere when one hits that level of Yiras Chet, that a person is going to be so careful about every single thing he does. He's always going to be thinking about every one of his actions, every one of his verbalizations, when he speaks, when he thinks. He's always going to think before he thinks, etc. One has to realize that there are only two more stages until you reach Ruach HaKodesh, that a Navi is only two beyond that. Namely, we're dealing with individuals who are in the final stage of preparing themselves to be prophets. Those people, Yodea Ta'luma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be made on them, they're not going to make a mistake. As though a prophet doesn't make a mistake. But it's just very, very difficult. Here, Hilchos Tshuva is supposed to be for all of us. And with the Rambam and so forth, the stages we spoke about up to now, Charata, Kabbalah, Aziva, Sachet, those are things that we can deal with. And we can really, you know, it's try, but that Yoyda Aleinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be made, we're never going to return, only then. In other words, plus the vidui, we're going to be Balei Tshuva, maybe there's another direction. Okay, so that's one problem. Secondly, is the Rambam wants to bring a proof that God has to be our witness. So he brings a proof from the Haftorah of Shabbat Shuva, from Hosea, Perek Yudalad. What's the proof? That the Jews say, we're not going to worship idols again. Okay, they said that. But so what? We all say things. We say al-chait. We say a million and one things. But that doesn't mean that God is our witness that we're not going to do it again. When Hosea was speaking, in other words, the God of Kadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Klal Yisrael were going to fall back. In other words, that where do you see over here in these words, V'lonomar od Eloheinu l'maase yadeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be a witness that Klal Yisrael aren't going to return to it? So that question was asked by the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam over here in the source number 6. V'yim tomar ma ra'aya mevi milon nomar od Eloheinu l'maase yadeinu. So the Kesef Mishnah was looking and looking, and he said, well, if you go back to Psukim, it says over there, Kachu imachem devarim. So it must be that Klal Yisrael went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now take your statement with you, and somehow within that, we have a witnessing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kesef Mishnah was not thrilled with this answer himself. He uses, whenever you have a Rishon who uses a klomar, this means to say, it means that this, he's adding something, it's like a finagle factor that's being involved over here. But he, in other words, the question is more powerful than the answer of the Kesef Mishnah. So what I would like to do is perhaps try to answer these two questions and then give us a direction in terms of what tshuva really, really means. And the answer to these two questions is that this is all the fault of the printers. The printers of the Rambam wanted to save ink. And so they left four words out of that which the Rambam actually wrote. This, that which I put in number six, that's the printed Rambam. That's the printed Rambam. Even when I went into Bar Ilan, that's what came out of the Rambam. But if you open the Rambam that Shabtai Frankel put out, says he brings back in those four words. We have an edition of the Mishnah Torah which is signed by the Rambam. And in that edition, the Rambam had four more words that the printers decided to leave out because they viewed them as being irrelevant. And so inadvertently, they censored the Rambam. They censored that which, in my humble opinion, was that which the Rambam is really, really saying. That what did they do? They have the pasuk. I brought the Frankel Rambam in number 7. Mahi hatshuva. The Rambam begins the exact same way, with the exact same three elements, then brings in the Yodea Alav Ta'alumot, but he brings the pasuk in its entirety. Sheneemar velo nomar od Eloheinu lemaase yadeinu, asher becha yirucham yatom, v'tzorach lehodot, etc. Now, unfortunately, we are not all that clear about translating from Hebrew into whatever language we speak in. And since I'm speaking in English, then I'm assuming that most of you have English as a mother tongue. So if we want to translate those four words, asher becha yirucham yatom, it would be that Klal Yisrael are telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are no longer going to worship idols, we're no longer going to call idols our gods, asher becha yirucham miyatom, because we are coming out of a perspective that we are the equivalent of yitomim, we are like orphans, and you have mercy on the orphans. And not just that you have mercy on the orphans, but by share b'cha yirucham avon, that the orphan is being hugged by you, the orphan is connected to you, b'cha, within you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within your hug, within your hold, that is what comforts the yatom, the orphan. What is Hosea saying over here? And how does by adding these four words, how do we answer really both questions? My humble opinion, what Hosea is saying over here, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in one of his sichot goes in this direction as well, is that the Yodea Ta'alumot, it doesn't say over here Yodea Atidot. It doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future and therefore knows that you are not going to return to this sin. No, it says Yodea Ta'alumot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the only one who has the ability to look into the ta'aluma, to look into the mystery that is us, to look into the depth of what we are saying and knows to what degree we really mean what we are saying, the Yodea Ta'alumot knows that when we make a statement, we can make a statement with a sense that this is totally us. We are totally sincere. There is no aspect within my statement which has in it consciously or subconsciously echtava ashuv, that I'm going to do tshuva and then, you know, it's down the line I may make the same mistake again. No, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can see not what's in the future but what's in the present. What am I saying currently? And if I am coming from a perspective, asher becha yirucham yatom, if I am coming from a perspective that I view myself as a yatom, I have no support system at all other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki aviv imi azavuni v'Hashem ya'asveni. If I come from the perspective of a David HaMelech, and a David HaMelech who uses the word becha, 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 over and over and over again in Sefer Tehillim, that's his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is an inner connection between David HaMelech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shamreni keil ki chasisi bach, v'yivtechu b'cha yod'ei shemecha, yasisu v'yismechu b'cha kol mevakshecha, l'man achai v'rei'ai adabrana shalom bach. This is David HaMelech speaking. David HaMelech had the most intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I can reach that level, share b'cha yirucham avon, of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're my only hope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a yatom. I have no one else to turn to. And I'm turning to you because I know that my relationship to you is as intimate as possible, that we are hugging one another. Then Yodea Ta'alumot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says that's tshuva. this person really, really, really wants to connect with me. This person, at this moment, what will be in the future? That's Yodei Atidot. That's not what we're talking about. But if someone sincerely is Ozev Echet, if someone sincerely is Mekabel Lahaba, if someone sincerely is Mitzharet Yodei Talumot Ya'id Alav, Shelo Yachzor Lezeh, like those Jews who said, we're never going to worship idols again, Asher Becha Yerucham Yaton, we mean it so sincerely, and then it comes out verbally, that is what the Rambam defines as tshuva. Namely, that even though the chait may have been the motivation for the tshuva may, that I wanted to distance myself from the Avera, but that's not the core. The core is the tshuva el. V'shavta el Hashem Elokecha. In other words, that tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. The tshuva is the relationship which is being recreated, which is being renewed by the individual in the most sincere manner. That is the tshuva. Normally we say that in the Mabit. There is a famous sefer by the Mabit called Beis Elohim. And in that sefer, Beis Elohim, the Mabit has a shar on tshuva. And in that shar in tshuva, the first perek says, Chakarnu, al geder ha-tshuva, that I try to understand really what tshuva is all about, umitza'uhu nachon v'shalem, and my conclusion is, hu kirva l'Hashem. Tshuva is coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shav el as opposed to the shav mit. Yitachein ma'od that the Rambam over here with this Ya'id Alav Yodea Ta'alumot Shulo Yashuv, the Rambam is speaking about that tshuva el. That what is being said over here is that the person is totally sincere in his relationship, in the becha, in the yatom, in the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're right, then we can look back at the beginning of the Rambam and all of a sudden just have an entirely new vision on the words that we were reading all along. Let's look in number 8. Number 8, we go back to the very, very beginning of the Rambam. Hilchot Tshuva. The Rambam has a heading. V'hu sheyashuv achotei mecheto lefnei Hashem v'yitvadeh. What are those two words doing there, lefnei Hashem? Hu sheyashuv achotei mecheto v'yitvadeh. Tshuva is to stop doing the Avera, and to vidui. We begin Hilchot Perek Aleph Lacha Aleph. Kishiyase tshuva v'yashuv mecheto chayav l'hitvadot lifnei hakel baruchu. Had the Rambam left out those four words, would anything be missing? Who else would one be mitvadeh? To whom else is one confessing if not lifnei hakel baruchu? And what is the nusach of tshuva? Keitzad mitvadim. Omer, ana Hashem, chatati aviti pashati. The tshuva is chatati aviti pashati, that I'm makir hachet. Why am I bringing Kodesh Baruch Hu into the picture? But that is exactly what the Rambam is pointing out. Tshuva is creating that relationship of lifnei Hashem. Tshuva is creating that feeling of lifnei hakel Baruch Hu. That turns into a reality. That is what the person now currently feels, that he is on the level of becha yerucham yatom. That he is on the level of linking into a Kadosh Baruch Hu with his most sincere feelings. And so he points out, Ana Hashem, I'm speaking to you. I may have ignored you in the past, but now I am coming close to you. That's the essential part of tshuva. And this mantra continues, not only in Perek Aleph, but Perek Beis. Darkei ha-tshuva liyot ha-shav tzoek tamid lifnei Hashem bebechi betachanunim. Again, leave out those two words. The sentence makes perfectly good sense, but not in the world of tshuva, not in the Rambam's tshuva. The Rambam's tshuva is the yodea ta'alumot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel that connection with us. We have to feel that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be over here a lifnei Hashem. Hu ha-dinan halacha hei. El ha-shav lifnei hakel baruch hu. If you put these words, these phrases, into the computer, now a person can be a bucky in the Rambam with a computer, nowhere else in all of the 14 volumes of the Rambam are any of these phrases used. Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu, Ana Hashem. Only once in Hilchos Maaseh HaKorbanos, dealing with the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol, which is tshuva, that's where it's used. So what is really, really amazing is that we would expect that there should be one place where it should be found. In Hilchos Tefillah, what is Tefillah if not Amida Lifnei HaMakom? Shouldn't that be our feeling when we're davening, that we are actually, really, sincerely standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we look in Hilchos Tefillah, and it's amazing. What does Rambam say in number 9? Keitzad hi hakavana sheyefane et libo mikol hamachshavot, that a person should take everything out, all the cobwebs out of his mind, v'yireh atzmo ki'ilu hu omed lifnei hashchina. In Hilchos Tshuva, he's lifnei Hashem. In Hilchos Tfila, he's ki'ilu hu omed lifnei hashchina. It's not on that same level. It's not on the level of yodea ta'alumot. It's not on that level of necessarily having no kaf hadimyo. My grandfather, Zichrono Livracha, my father's father, was a Hasidish Jew from Europe. So he used to tell us that in this world, we eat k'ugol, we eat k'nedel, we eat k'replach. When the world to come, we're going to eat replach, and we're going to eat nedel, and we're going to eat ugol. Right? In other words, this is the world, even on Shabbos, it's me'ein olam haba. It's a degree. So tefillah is ki'ilu omed l'fnei hashchina. But tshuva is omed lifnei hashchina. And that's what the Rambam concludes in Perek Zayin, where he points out, Gedola tshuva mekarevet ha'adam l'shchina, in number 10, Shenemar shuv Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, and he continues, Kama me'ula tshuva, hayom hu mudbak bashchina. Mudbak bashchina. He has glued himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kirva el Hashem. That is the tshuva of the Mabit. That's the tshuva of the Yodea Ta'alumot. I'd like to return for a moment to our original question. Why did the Rambam put Hilchot Tshuva in Seimada? The Rambam has a signature that will know that these are his Sfarim. He does something very, very special in each one of the Sfarim. He puts a pasuk at the beginning of the Sefer that gives you a sense of where we are heading. Now in the evening or the morning we're saying Slichot. Before every piyut of Slichot, there are psukim that are brought in the Seder HaSlichot on which the Paitan built his piyut. The Rambam also had that sense of poetry, and even though Sefer the Yad HaChazaka is prose, but he put a pasuk before every section. So I guess give you a number of examples over here in number 11. In Sefer HaAhava, which deals with our day-to-day commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts in Ma'ahavti Torasecha Kol Hayom Yisichati. That's the pasuk which gives us the framework of Sefer Ahava. Sefer Hafla, which deals with Nedarim and Shavuot, Nidvot Pi Ritzena Hashem U'Mishpatecha Gamdeni. That there is also a law of the land of how verbally I can commit myself. Sefer Ha'avoda, which deals with Hilchos Beis Hamikdash, Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim. Have that sense of yearning for when Yerushalayim will be in Shalom and will be able to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. Just what I got to put on the page in Sefer Tahara, so that's Leif Tahor Brali Elokim. Namely, that the Rambam gives us a pasuk that would enable us to fly through the Sefer. He gives us wings with the pasuk. Sefer Mada, the Sefer we're talking about currently, the Rambam defines as, via the pasuk, Meshoch chastecha liyodecha v'tzidkatcha liyishrelev. The Rambam is telling us, I am writing a sefer in which I want to teach you how to be a yodea. I want to teach you what it means to be knowledgeable, to be a yodea. And the sefer Hamada, there is one area of knowledge, one book of knowledge, which is with the Hei HaYediyah. I want to teach you how to be a Yodea Hashem. So you have Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah. There is intellectual knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisod HaYisodot V'amud HaChochmot Leida Shiyesh Sham Matsui Rishon. There is a first cause. There is a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who preceded Briat HaOlam, and everything stems from him. You have Hilchot Deyot. There's a practical knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'halachta Bidrachav. You have Hilchos Talmud Torah. There is an encompassing knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Niyah Navet Tzeinu Kulanu Yodei Shemecha V'lomdei Toratecha Lishma. Hilchot Avodah Zarah. There's an exclusive knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there is Hilchot Tshuva. There is an intimate knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayeda Adam et Chava Ishto. David HaMelech, who lived this intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who put the Becha into a Sefer Tehillim, in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, towards the end, he gives a one-phrase ethical will to his son Shlomo HaMelech. I want to tell you what you should be doing after my death in four words. Da et Elokei Avicha. That's what David HaMelech said. Da et Elokei Avicha. Have that kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not the da'at of Yisodei HaTorah or the da'at of Deot or the da'at of Talmud Torah or of Avodah Zarah exclusively. Also of Hilchot Tshuva, of the kirva. Yoyed Alecha Yodea Ta'alumot, that whatever you are doing is sincere, that your words really are coming from the depth of your being. So therefore, Hilchot Tshuva is not just in Sefer Hamadah, it's the apex, it's the peak of Sefer Hamadah. It's the highest level, the deepest level of Yid Hakol Holech Achar HaChatima, Meshoch Achar Chasdecha. This is the way that one concludes Sefer Hamadah. If this is correct, and I think that there is a degree of correctness in what we're saying, then I would just like to make three ha'aros and then conclude. Ha'ara number one. Let's return to the pasuk in Dvarim. Let's go back to the first side of the page, to number three. We pointed out that all of the elements of Sefer Hamadah are found in that pasuk of Mahashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. Vata Yisrael Mahashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. So we saw Yisodei HaTorah in Ahava and Yira. We saw Hilchos Talmud Torah in Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. We saw Avodah Zarah in B'chol Levavcha U'V'chol Nafshecha. We saw Hilchot Deyot in Halacht Lalechet B'chol Derechav. But where is Hilchos Tshuva? My humble opinion, it's in the two words, Hashem Elokecha. Ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. Hashem is firstly, the first axiom, the most important aspect of being a Jew, is that kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not just Hashem, he's Elokecha. Then we can go on to the other aspects of what does a Jew mean? Yisodei HaTorah, and Deot, and Talmud Torah, and Iser Avodah Zarah. But Hilchos Tshuva is already found in Hashem Elokecha. That's the Becha Yerucham Yatom. That's point number one. Point number two is that we have a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah points out that the brachos in Shmona Esrei that were established by Anshe Knesset HaGdola were not put in any sort of arbitrary order or alphabetical order, but rather that the brachos have a unique interconnection with each other. And the Gemara says that there is a reason why At Achonein L'Adam Da'as has to precede the bracha of Hashivenu Avinu L'Sarasecha, that Da'as has to precede Tshuva. U'levavo Yavin V'Shav V'Rafalo. That Tshuva, true Tshuva, stems from Da'as, from Yeda, to the degree that we spoke of. Third Ha'ara is going back to that Rambam that we mentioned at the very beginning of how Tshuva can turn someone from a Rasha into a Tzaddik. Let's look at that Gemara itself. That's going back to source number 12. The Gemara the Rambam is based on is a Gemara in Kedushin, that if a person gives a woman a pruta and he tells her Hareat Mekudeshet Li Almanat She'at Nitzadik Afu Rasha Gomor, this is an individual, he's Acher, right? He's someone who has cut himself off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Jewish people. Mekudeshet, why? Shema Hirher Tshuva B'da'ato. So the Slonim Rebbe in the Nesiva Shalom, in the introduction to the first volume, asked the obvious question, so what if here here tshuva velibo? That's not tshuva. Tshuva is aziva sachet, tshuva is charata, tshuva is kabbalah lahaba, tshuva is vidui. That's what you need. If you're an eight pasul and you want to become an eight kosher, you have to go through a whole process. It's not something which is instant pudding. over here, Shema, here, tshuva, b'libo. Well, you know, how does that turn the person into a tzaddik? How does that fulfill the condition of the kedushin? So that the son of a Rebbe, the Baal Nesiv HaShalom, quotes his father, who said, you have to look at the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Shema Chazar B'tshuva, Shema Hirher B'tshuva B'libo. The Gemara says Shema Hirher Tshuva B'da'ato. Shema Hirher Tshuva B'da'ato, maybe he had a moment of Yodea Alav Ta'alumot. Maybe there was that moment where totally out of sincerity he linked into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the tshuva. That is already turning him in a tzaddik. The Shema Hirher Tshuva B'da'ato. The Gemara is very exact in its language. So I was very afraid to bring this as a source because I'm working off of the Rambam. The Rambam has in Hilchos Ishus, he quotes this Gemara and it says, Shema Hirher Tshuva B'libo. That's not going to work very, very well. That's not a meaningful, that doesn't fit in with that, with our theory. But I figure if Shabtai Frankel saved us once, he can save us a second time. So I took out the Rambam of Shabtai Frankel. And what does it have over there? Shema Hirher Tshuva B'da'ato. That this is the ksaviyat of all the kisvayat ha-taymanim. That the Rambam also knew that there is a Sefer Hamada. And that Tshuva comes from Da'at. That Tshuva links in with Da'at, and that tshuva of Da'at can change the status of an individual, not in terms of what he's going to do in the future, but in terms of where he's holding at this moment in the present, Yodea Talumot, deep down in terms of who he is. If we're correct, then the Rambam, by completing Sefer Hamada with Hilchos Tshuva, not only brings us to the peak of Meshol Chastecha Liyodecha, but in a certain sense, this is a segue to the next volume of the Rambam. The next of the Rambam is Ahava. And the Rambam in the 10th parak, the last parak of Hilchot Tshuva, speaks about what does it mean to be an Oved Me Ahava. And in his last halacha, the very, very last halacha of Hilchot Tshuva, the very end of source number 13, Al Pi HaDe'a Tiye HaAhava. To the degree of the De'a, which in our understanding is Asher Bacha Yerucham Avon, Yerucham Yatom, to the degree of the De'a, to the degree of the sincerity, that brings about the Ahava. The more De'a, the more Ahava. The less De'a, the less Ahava. Just to conclude with one final thought. And that is the 14th makor. I don't know whether the Rambam infected me that I do things in 14s, but it turns out that when I put together the source sheet, I had 14 sources. The Rambam deals with tshuva not only in Hilchot Tshuva, but also in his Sefer HaMitzvos. He has a mitzvah of vidui, the mitzvah that we call, that we're referring to as a tshuva, the verbal confession of that which is deep in his heart. And the Rambam builds his entire section, Sefer HaMitzvos, on a Medrash Halacha, which we have as what's called the Sifri Zuta. And the Sifri asks all sorts of questions, has all sorts of Hava Minot, and gives all sorts of answers. One of those Hava Minot and Maskanot is very, very strange. And the Rambam quotes it. Adayin, in source number 14, Adayin ein mashma vidui ela ba'aretz. Says the Sifri Zuta, maybe there's only a concept of tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. Minayin af begalut. How do we know that a person in Galut, that a person in America, that a person in Spain can do tshuva? Talmud lomar v'hitvadu et avonam v'et avon avotam. That in the Tochacha, which talks about those Jews who have been sent out of Eretz Yisrael, it says that when they are in Galut, they're going to confess their sins. So we see there's a concept of tshuva in Galut. V'chein Daniel omer l'cha Hashem atzdaka v'lanu boshet habanim. Daniel, who was in Bavel, we see that he was said a vidui, and so kanera that vidui, that tshuva, is meaningful even in Chutz Laaretz. What kind of hava mean is that? That you can only have tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. If tshuva is tshuva from an aveira, the Aveira that I do, living in Chutz Laaretz is an Aveira. So the Aveira that I do in Chutz Laaretz is certainly lends itself to tshuva. Why would it be any different than an Aveira that I do in Eretz Yisrael? But if we're understanding tshuva as kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're understanding tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we are on the same plane, then I can have a Havamina, maybe only in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha doresh ota tamid. Einei Hashem Elokecha ba mereshit shana ad acharit shana. This land, which is Paltin Shel Melech, that we're living in God's palace, this is a Lifnei Hashem. And we pointed out that a condition of tshuva is the Ana Hashem, is the Lifnei Hashem, is the Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu. Maybe I can only do the tshuva of the Odea Talumot in Eretz Yisrael. Kamash Malan, that even in Chutz La'aretz, one can do tshuva. Even in Chutz La'aretz, one can reach this level of sincerity, which is necessary for the world of tshuva. So to those of us who are in Eretz Yisrael permanently, temporarily, hopefully one will be able to experience the sense of living in Eretz Yisrael in a state of Lifnei Hashem and a series of Nisim Gluyim, in which hopefully we will reach the level of Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom, that in this era of Ikvas HaDeMashicha, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us is Ein Lanu Lismoch Ela Alavinu Sheba Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us all sorts of challenges that will take away all of the masks and all of the mechitzot and link in with him in a total manner to be mudbak b'shchina. Mirtz Hashem, we should all have a gemar chasima tova.